On everybody's mind as Connecticut passes minimum wage of $10.10. The president earlier in the week before he took off talked about how exciting it was that they were doing the right thing to help the people who had jobs that needed those increases. And this is the Democratic push on the federal level to change that as well. But I don't think the House will do that. You know, in a check of where minimum wage is across the board, there are a couple of states that are getting close to $10.10, but right now Connecticut is paying the most for minimum wage. They will, once it all kicks in. That takes a couple of years for that to happen as they increase it, but it's official. The governor, Governor Malloy, signed it into the bill into a law, so they're the first. There's more conversations like that going on. The missing jet, shrouded in secrecy. We don't know anything else except for that they've changed the site by a little bit. Still don't know if the satellite photos that showed the debris actually, is that the debris from the plane or is it something else? A lot of people still believe that they're not, the people are not on the bottom of the Indian Ocean. In fact, that they were killed intentionally flying to 45,000 feet and they were unloaded someplace else. Until we find pieces of the plane and bodies and whatnot, I don't think that we know for sure. One day it could be the pilot. The pilot's having mental problems and has a flight simulator. The next day it's something else. So Malaysian Air, to me, has done a bad job of this in texting people to tell them that the plane definitely went down and then, of course, not finding the plane and racing against time to get to that black box, to get to the black box. It has fascinated a lot of people because now we're going into yet another weekend and another week. March 8th. If you're keeping track of this, is when that plane disappeared. March 8th. Do you believe it? It's been that long. Obamacare reaches a milestone. 6 million people have signed up, but that doesn't tell the whole story, how many have paid, all that kind of stuff. And then the push from the March 31st deadline, but it's being touted as a success, with all the problems with the website in having that many people sign up. So it doesn't include people who have seen their premiums go sky high, or what does it mean as far as when you're talking about their deductibles, 6,000 is one of them, for example. So it does include all that information, just purely the sign-ups. Purely the sign-ups are at over 6, just over 6 million. Remember, 7 million initially was the goal, to get 7 million people to sign up. And what I'd like to see is how many of those people are younger people that will help on the exchanges, especially in some of these states, if we're looking at state numbers, because that's where there's the big pockets that are missing, are the younger people. You have to have the younger people to balance it out. Otherwise, if you don't, then the exchanges, the rates there will just continue to go up, 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 and up. Next week on America Tonight, we're going to talk more about this, but autism and how it's affecting so many kids and how actually some of these disabilities that families are dealing with are just so crippling. But sticking with autism, The CDC said 1 in 68 children are being diagnosed as having something on the autism spectrum, because it just depends, the severe cases and the not quite as severe. But that statistic is frightening, because it's a 30% increase from the 2012 estimates of 1 in 88 kids with it. And they're trying, and this is key, and we'll talk about this next week, they're trying to identify these kids as fast as possible so they can connect them to the service that they, the services they need to help them develop and to try to combat what the effects of autism are. And in some communities, like in New Jersey, 1 in 45, pretty high. And they say that the condition affects more boys than girls, 1 in 42, versus for 1 in 189 for girls. So now the push is to have kids screened for developmental delays soon, because if they can do that, then they can help them and try to get the kids to a point where they can combat the effects of what happens with autism. In some cases it's off the charts. In other cases, it's not quite as bad. It's a really tough thing to find out in younger kids. And until they start to develop, a lot of times that's where parents have no idea that that's what's happening. They have no idea. All right, this is an interesting thing that's trending when it comes to the conversation of health. And since we decided to kick off this show a little differently this hour, I'm going to throw this out there. How many people have been affected by cancer, have lost family members? I was in a room one time where that question was raised, and every single person in the room got up. They had at least a friend who died from cancer or had cancer or fought it themselves. They say the researchers might have found what they're calling the holy grail in the war against cancer, a miracle drug that has killed every kind of cancer tumor it's come in contact with. It blocks a protein called CD47 that is essentially a what they call a do-not-eat signal to the immune system. It's a protein that is produced in healthy blood cells, but researchers at Stanford University found that cancer cells, of course, produce an inordinate amount of protein, and that tricks the immune system into not destroying the harmful cells. So this antibody that supposedly blocks cancers, CD47, so that the body's immune system attacks the dangerous cells, right? And they've used it in mice, and of course this is now in testing it with others. So they've used it in mice with human breast, ovarian, colon, bladder, brain, liver tumors transplanted into them. In each case, the antibody forced the mice's immune system to kill the cancer cells. So could be good news. When do you hear about these breakthroughs? Hardly ever, right? Stay with us. We're taking you to the movies next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources, Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Generated a lot of buzz, but will it get a lot of bang at the box office? The timing couldn't be better. The movie is Noah, starring Russell Crowe.
They said that one day, if man continued in his ways, the Creator would annihilate this world.
Can it not be averted?
He speaks to you. You must trust that he speaks in a way that you can understand.
I saw water. Death by water. And I saw new life.
A great flood is coming. We build a vessel to survive the storm. We build an ark.
What do you want?
You don't know your king.
There isn't anything for you here.
I have men at my back, and you stand alone and defy me.
I'm not alone.
Everything.
Beginning. Beginning of everything.
I think this is going to be an interesting movie. If you don't go and watch on the big screen, which it's big, big action. Think of the story of Noah when I was a kid, man. Always my favorite. I got to tell you, I remember, this is a funny thing to say, but there was a gas station called Arco, and they were giving away, when you'd fill up so much, they'd give you an ark, and then you'd get different animals when you came in. And I can remember having that plastic big ark. It was wild. It was actually pretty good, a gas station giveaway. So if you don't see this movie on the big screen, it'd probably be worth a couple of bucks for a rental down the line. Cesar Chavez, this movie, I think, is going to be a sleeper hit. Check it out.
Farm workers in Delano, California, have begun an unprecedented strike in the Central Valley.
We believe the United Farm Workers and their leader, Cesar Chavez, represent the hopes and aspirations of the vast majority of farm workers.
Every American has a stake to bring about social change within the system.
So who the hell is this Cesar Chavez?
Yeah, I heard he's Mexican.
Seems a safe bet.
I'm angry that I live in a world where a man who picks your food can't feed his family.
We don't need you. We want you back to Mexico. Get the hell out of our country.
What do you think you're looking at, huh?
The citizens of Delano, they respect the law.
So do we. Especially the Bill of Rights.
Have you seen the headlines they're getting? That's costing us real money, Mr. Bogdanovich.
We don't have to negotiate. We have to dictate terms.
Last report estimates that we've cost them $17 million.
We can't hold on much longer. We're going to break this damn strike.
We have no laws to protect us here.
What if something happened to us?
If the boycott, there are no laws to stop us. What would happen to the kids?
It's about being a man.
What are you doing?
I'm standing up because somebody has to.
Stop it!
This is the moment, Cesar. This is what we came here to do.
Oppress someone who's not afraid anymore.
All right, Michael Peña stars as Cesar Chavez, and he is a good actor. This is the sleeper hit, like I said. I think a lot of people like the story, kind of the whole history of it, and it probably does okay at the box office. Definitely worth a rental somewhere down the line, just if you're like me and you like sort of history mixed with movie magic, it has the makings of something probably pretty decent. The next one is completely different from the first two. It's called Sabotage.
How's he tattooing a dick on your back, Byron?
It's a fallen soldier, bro.
Yo.
Morning, boss. Get your weapons. Let's go.
You, put the shirt on.
It does kind of look like a dick.
See, y'all, time to charge. Don't blow your balls off.
Don't worry, they're made of brass.
Are they as big as your wife's?
Go, go, go. Cover your sides.
Stork.
Stork it down!
Yes, Matt.
Down!
Clean up aisle three. In what we do, there is only trust.
You're the heart and the soul of this team.
The arrest today of a major cartel leader has led to a seizure of millions of dollars in cartel money.
McNeely?
Something off. Oh, my God.
I gotta ask you a few questions. $10 million is missing from your cartel bust. Did you steal it?
No.
Two murders of DEA agents have happened on my watch.
Why do you think the cartel's killing your guy?
Is it money?
They're watching us.
The only way to stop the cartel is to find out who stole the money.
It could be someone on my team, one of my own people.
Some of us are getting paid, the rest of us are just getting dead.
Cartel's got your wife and kid. I'm sorry.
Tell John to come for you.
Daddy, please don't find me!
I'm gonna destroy them.
Daddy.
this over?
No.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, you can hear his voice, DEA Task Force, drug cartels, it has it all. Boy, Arnold's working a lot lately. Sabotage, 1 hour, 49 minutes. Finally, we leave you with Breathe In.
Hi, I'm Lauren. Nice to meet you.
Everybody, this is Sophie Williams. Same student from the UK. Welcome.
You got a very attractive young lady over there staying with you.
Make you think twice.
Hey.
I don't want to be living a life where I'm not choosing stuff.
You don't seem as young as you actually are.
One day you'll be free. To know how to be truly free, whether that's even a good thing.
Maybe boundaries are there for a good reason. Structure.
That's Tony, the co-founder of Heart and Body Extract, the 100% all-natural with no negative side effects supplement that supports a strong and healthy heart, strength and stamina, sharp memory, restful sleep, clean, clear arteries, and good circulation. And listen to this, in over 13 years of business, there has been no price increase for Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com. That's hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. I've sunshine enough to spread. It's just like that fella said. Tell me quick, ain't love a kick?
Coming up here on America Tonight, we're going to check the mail in just a second. But I wanted to update you because I've gotten so many emails, as I mentioned before, on the specifics of the mudslide. They say they're not giving, you know, there was a fire chief today that said, hey, we're not giving up on survivors, but, you know, there's little hope of that. It's all about recovery now at this point. And as I said, I feel for the first responders. How many of you have friends that are first responders, or you've been a first responder, then you know exactly what I'm talking about. There are 90 names on a list of people who might be missing. No one's been found alive since the first couple of hours after that 600-foot-high section of a hillside collapsed on the town of Oso in Washington State. And it's so many days. What, 6th day? Heading into the 7th day. They've only confirmed 16 fatalities. Other bodies have been found, but they're not being added to the death toll because they got to process them first. And they don't know if they're going to find all those people, but they believe for sure that they're buried under, you know, they're buried under the mud. And it's they're just calling it the pile, which is, man, rough. It's rough. You know, goodness, the first responders, we're talking like 200 rescuers looking for buried victims, right? And that's what they were doing forever. And they've got dogs helping them. And I'll tell you what, they see a hard object, so they assume maybe that's a body, but they can't have any heavy machines to dig it up, or else what's going to happen? So you get my drift here. And with that, because so many of you questioned what's going on with the mudslide and some other things, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah. All right, so the mail says this. This is from my boy Tech, who says, Kate, what happened to March Madness? I was hoping you would do a nail the score, but I guess once your billion-dollar bracket got busted, you were done. Ding, ding, ding. I was done. I was done with March Madness once that happened. You are absolutely right. And you did point out that Arizona won, so I'll just tell everybody else. Arizona beat San Diego State 70-64. They go to the final eight, the elite eight, they call it. So good for Arizona. Wisconsin moved on. They beat Baylor 69-52. Dayton, how about Dayton? They're like the team, they're the team that has serious legs. They knocked off Stanford 82-72. And Florida, number one seed. A lot of people think Florida wins this thing. They beat UCLA 79-68. So if you still have a bracket that's alive, good luck. I hope you win your, I hope you win your office pool. Cause guess what? I'm not there. I'm not there. And I don't care about March Madness at this point. Call me bitter. Not even close. Not even close. All right, here's this one from Wendy. Wendy. Wendy says, I have never emailed the show before, but I have to say I enjoyed an interview I heard earlier in the week when you went live to Moscow. That chick told it like it is. I liked getting the picture of what really was happening in Russia and what an American living in Russia thought of everything that was going on. So they're celebrating Putin and stepping on our president. We look terrible on the world stage. What's going to happen when Russia invades the rest of the Ukraine? Yeah, there's the $10 million question. What's going to happen? They have a lot of soldiers that are stationed right there on the border, and they're ready to move. If they're, they've got to move, they're ready to do it. So, and they're getting closer. They're getting closer to moving. And if they do and they start to take over a few areas because they have all the heavy equipment with the tanks and the assault weaponry that they could need, then are we dipping into that? Is NATO dipping into the middle of that? Russia's assuring Washington that the forces are there to carry out a spring exercise. That's what they said. But the Pentagon acknowledged there was no indication of any drill underway. So they just, you know, that's the thing. They just tell us whatever and that's it. You want to question what we're doing there? Well, we're just doing an exercise. But they're questioning it. It doesn't look that way. Let's move on to this one from Joe, who says, hello, Kate Delaney and the rest of the crew on America Tonight. Now that Chris Christie has been cleared and that whole bridge scandal nonsense, do you think he has a shot at president? I don't. I think that the, even though he wasn't, he was cleared, it was his aide, the Bridget Kelly was thick in the middle of that, that he ditched her right away. I think it hurt him politically. I don't know that he bounces back from that. And then the whole bullying thing came out, and that hurt him, I think, and the people started questioning that. And he's, if today their choice was made, it would be Rand Paul. I think it'd be Rand Paul. It wouldn't be Chris Christie. He'd have a better shot. And I don't know, can something turn that around? A lot can happen between now and really deep into 2015, because that's when you're going to start to see that all that pop out, and then, of course, the beginning of 2016. So I'm going to say, is, you know, is what we're shooting for, because that's the end of the rainbow there. 2016 is it. But I think right now, no. Unless things turn around, if something happens, something changes it, he still... I think can get warm receptions places like he did at CPAC, because he was part of the roster this time around and he wasn't last time. But he's not going to knock off a Rand Paul, not even a Ted Cruz, I don't think, at this point, no matter what the polls show. It would have to be a really super big turnaround. This one comes to us from Bill, listening to us in Florida. Condi Rice made a comment. I don't know if you saw that or not. I was surprised because she never seems to say anything. She kind of faded after the Bush administration and popped up talking about other things, not too much about politics, just occasionally. But she said that she knows Americans are tired after years of intervention abroad and that our foreign policy is weak, the one being carried out by the president. She said only encourages more threats that the nation won't be able to ignore. Yeah, she those quotes came from, she was speaking, she was doing a keynote at the National Republican Congressional Fundraising Dinner in D.C. That's what they came out of, and said that we don't have strength or resolve, and that's made for a vacuum because we're lowering our voice. That's a good way to put it, actually. So we're stepping back, lowering our voice, and that means other people fill the vacuum is what she's saying. Thanks for pointing that out. Does this mean, I mean, she's a sought-after speaker. Does this mean that she jumps back into politics? Some people wondered that. Would she get back into it? Would she consider taking a VP position or not? She keeps, when she's asked that, she says no, that she has other things that she's involved in. And that she wouldn't do it. But people do still throw her name out as somebody possible on the undercard, especially if Clinton runs, which she is expected to in 2016. If she's going to do that, then would you have a woman VP on the other side? I don't think you just throw a woman out there now at this point just to throw a woman out there to counteract Obama. I mean, not Obama, Clinton. I don't think you do that, but we'll see. You know, maybe she'll get talked into it. Maybe she'll change her mind. Maybe she'll start to comment more and decide that she likes it. All right, this last one here from Sam I Am. Kate, I'm sorry I haven't been able to call the show. I miss those days of bantering back and forth with you. But Obamacare, boy, oh boy, what a slap in the face to so many people. I guess they've got more than 6 million signed up. That's what I read earlier in the day. Isn't it crazy that they pushed that deadline? Yeah, that's a mild way to put it. It is crazy. So they were saying they were going to get 7 million enrollees, but because of problems with the website and shopping for insurance, they are now pushing the deadline past the 31st. So this could be the fact that they've hit 6 million. This is some ammunition for the Democrats to use, I think, against some of the Republicans who are criticizing the health care policy. But here's the thing. How many of them are paying for that policy? How many people are going to be suffering from sticker shock once they see how much this goes up, because it's really going to shoot up. If it hasn't shot up on you already, it will next year. Trust me. The Affordable Care Act is very, very unpopular with most people. Most people do not like it. All right, coming up here on America Tonight, a conversation about your finances with Steve Kelly.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
America Tonight. Steve Kelly is back with us. You know, he does a terrific radio show in out of New Hampshire called Free Money Radio Hour. We're going to ask him about that. But what I like is the tagline, because how often have I emphasized this during the years that I've been doing this show, is what is it that you're doing with your money that you don't realize you're doing and you unnecessarily push it away? Specifically, his tagline is that the show is dedicated to helping you recover the money you are inadvertently and unnecessarily transferring away. So well said, because I know so many people who fall into that category. Steve, as always, it's fun to have you on this show. Thanks for coming back to America Tonight.
Thanks, Kate. It's an honor to be on.
So in saying that and in talking about what people do, what do you see as the biggest mistakes people make with money inadvertently?
Well, we know that the average person wastes about 10 to 20% of their money on unnecessary expenditures through ignorance, excess taxes, interest payments, opportunity costs, fees, unnecessary risks, poor management, just inappropriate investments, and this really piles up. Imagine if you could recapture 10 to 20% of what you spend each month and compare that to, say, a 1 to 2% return on your savings. And most people are focused on that 1 to 2% of their savings. But in order to get an additional return on your savings, you probably have to increase risk. It's probably taxable. And if you could recapture, say you had $50,000 a year that you spent, and you could recapture 5 to 10% of that, that's the equivalent or more than that 1 to 2 or even 3 to 4% return on your savings. So this is what we specialize in.
Yeah, the 5 to 10% is huge. I guarantee right now people are stopping their cars and pulling over on the side of the road. So how do they get that money back? What is it you're saying? Because I know you're going against the grain. Tell everybody what it is you propose that they could be doing that they're probably not doing right now.
Well, let's just think in terms, for example, of Social Security, because a lot of the people that we deal with are retirees or people that are getting ready to retire. And when they go into their Social Security office, they'll be given a couple of different choices, and that is take your money now or perhaps wait or take it early and so forth. And what people don't realize is that there are a number of very sophisticated choices that they can make. In fact, the average person has about 750 different choices to make, which they're not aware of, about Social Security. And that right choice can mean perhaps, say, $100,000 to $150,000 of additional money over their lifetime. Now, imagine not having to have spent the money you would have had to spend because you have that extra Social Security money. That manifests itself in opportunity cost, and that is risk-free, tax-free, no-cost, free money. And now use that money for additional investments and growth. That's incremental growth and return, and again, that's risk-free, and maybe even without fees and taxes. And that's more free money. And that's why we call our show the Free Money Alliance, because we're trying to identify that money that people are putting, that are transferring away through poor decisions. And they're all over the place.
Yeah, and when you see that happen, and you've seen that obviously happen with clients, is it like the light bulb moment when you look at the landscape and take it apart and see the pileup they've created? Is it like the, you got to be kidding me, Steve? You mean I was doing this, I was doing that, and then you make those tweaks and all of a sudden there's light at the end of the tunnel? That's got to be rewarding for you.
Well, it is. It's an interesting dynamic, Kate, because people are funny about their money.
Yeah.
And oftentimes not terribly rational about it. So they get into bad habits that they don't even know that they're doing. And you have to be very careful about how you point it out to people. Otherwise, they become defensive and they can't hear you. So what we try and do is we try to do this in a way that's very non-threatening, low-key. It's a coaching process. We don't rush through it. We have generally several sessions that we're dealing with. And we try and show them how to allocate their various money to the right things that they need at the right times in their lives. And it's an entirely different conversation than people are used to having. They're used to having a conversation about money allocations, things like, should I put it in emerging markets, or should I put it into foreign oil, or should I put it into gold, or should I put it into silver? And that's not a conversation we want to have with people. We want to have a conversation about, what do you want your money to do for you? What are the things of value in your lives that your money can help facilitate to get you closer to your goals and help you live an abundant life? And the interesting thing about it is that's rarely about the money. It's almost always about the person. And so this is what we try and do. We try and change the focus, change the conversation, from one about investing and growing your money to one about managing your money in a way that aligns with your own lifestyle, your own beliefs, your own value system, and so forth. And by doing that, people will sort of, I don't know, they just kind of organically get to the place they need to be. But it's a tough conversation for a planner because they're not expecting it when they come in.
Yeah. Have you seen that the trends have really switched since you've been in this career where you're a financial guru and you can see the puzzle? Like you say, it's a tough conversation to have. People are funny about their money. It was great that you said that because that's so true. It's the one thing nobody will talk about it. If somebody's really in trouble, they don't tell people until it's too late. You saw, the rash of bankruptcies and things that happen, and they're not honest with people, but they still go out and they spend money on dinners that they really can't afford. So have you seen that change since you jumped into the game? Has it changed the way personalities are accepting things and whatnot? Or no, it's the same across the board?
Well, the problem with it is that humans don't behave rationally about things.
Yep.
And You know, I was reading a book today by someone who says, you know, I'm a avid cyclist, but then I get injured and I can't cycle. So instead of going off and eating properly and so forth, I just start to binge eat and do all of the things that are not good for me, knowing that I'm going to have to dig out of this hole later when I get back on my bike. Money's kind of the same way. When people start to feel out of control, they start to take on unhealthy patterns. And oftentimes those unhealthy patterns have to do with what they feel out of control about. So if somebody feels out of control about their money, instead of holding back, perhaps, and stepping back and taking control of it or looking for tools, what they'll do is they'll go out and spend it because they don't know what else to do. And so what we try and do in the project, and this is particularly acute in retirement, because people feel very out of control regarding their retirement. All your life you've had an income coming in, that, you know, assuming that you were able to hold on to your job and so forth, you were able to count on that income. It was dependable, it was predictable, it was there every month, and it puts you in control of your situation. And now suddenly you're jumping off this cliff where you're going to have to rely on others. You're going to have to rely on Social Security or a pension or a savings account. And oftentimes those savings accounts have been somewhat unreliable if they've been managed in the markets. People have seen them go up. They've seen them go down. And now they're sort of jumping into this abyss. They don't know what's out there for them, and they're very afraid. So our goal is to give people tangible tools that they can use to bring control back to their financial lives. And if you can do that, then you can see the kind of change that you're talking about. But without those tools, it's very difficult for people to do.
Yeah, well said. They need the tools. I think you certainly have given us some nuggets to think about, as you always do, Steve Kelly. Appreciate it. Keep doing what you're doing. Free Money Radio Hour. I love how you do that, because it's probably an hour's not enough time for you.
Well, thanks, Kate. I appreciate it, and I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Yep, me too. Thanks, Steve.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.